We are family, yes. We are the RCC. We are family. Jesus put us together. Father God, they put us together to be a family. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We worship you, our Lord Jesus, our pastor. Thank you for having church today for us so we could all gather for one more time to worship you and praise you. And we are desperately wanting you to come get us. We know your timing is perfect, but please, we love you and we want to see you and just hug you. Don't you want us to hug you for eternity, all of us? Anyway, we love you. Thank you for this wonderful, beautiful day. I just lift up the whole RCC and their families today are covered with the precious blood of Jesus. And we just shower them, Lord Jesus, with your peace and with your wisdom and knowledge and with your supernatural favor and blessings, and shower them with your happiness and your love and your joy and your patience and your endurance and your strength. We all need that in waiting for your arrival, because we are waiting on bated breath for you to just say, come, and we will come up to you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. And I'm going to make sure all of our brides have their armor of God on, like I usually do. Therefore, I put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Praise you, Jesus. We worship you. That was Ephesians 6. And then I always like to do Psalm 91 as well, just to make sure we have as much protection as possible, because there's a lot of craziness out there. And we know you're going to rescue us from it all. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We love you. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks the darkness to destruct another plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but will not come near you, but you will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. He will rescue us. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise you, Jesus. Psalm 91, we praise you, we love you, and yes, Lord Jesus, as you say in your word, you will rescue us. Thank you for rescuing us. We love you. I'd like to welcome some of our brides in chat today. Hi, Carol. Welcome. Love you. And Deborah, love you. Welcome. And welcome, guests, to 2559 and 2614. We love you, guests. Welcome, Chris. Love you. Welcome, Alana. Love you. Welcome, Rosemary. Love you. And welcome, Jerry. Love you. And I have some beautiful brides on the phone. We have Jerry, since I can get him unmuted. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Alana. How are you? I'm
good.
Just getting
settled in
here.
I'm good, thanks.
You were putting on the armor of God, and I was washing off ice cream sandwich from my fingers.
Well, I hope you put that armor of God on after you washed up ice cream.
We did. We worked it out. The timing was just right.
Perfect. And here's Mama Pat, maybe. There we are. Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi, sweeties.
How are you?
I'll read Lana later.
Okay, and here's Keith. Hi, Keith. Welcome. Love you.
Hi, Keith.
Hi. Love you, everybody. Love you, Keith.
Everybody in the chat
room. Love.
Erica and Veronica.
Hey.
Hi, Erica and Veronica.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Erica.
Hey, guys.
Hi, love you guys.
Hi.
Love you.
All right. So Bill sent an email off to me today from Bonnie and the Barn. Bill, old time poofer. Anyway, I'll read that from what he's from Bonnie in the Barn, received on the 8th. My daughter, I'm surely coming soon on the clouds to sweep up my bride and bring you home safely. The time is now, my dear one. I delay no longer. My plan has been set in motion. Daughter, your world will change suddenly in the blink of an eye, and nothing will be the same from the moment on. From that moment on, heed my words now and listen closely to the instructions I give you. I will be speaking to each of my bride with instructions of these end days. Your ministries will be revealed to each of you shortly, your assignments for when you are transformed into your glorified bodies. I will walk the earth as one, you and I, my bride and I, and you will help me bring in the last harvest before the ark door closes. This is an important assignment for each of my bride, as without you, my plan would not be fulfilled. The enemy knows not of my plan at this stage, but you will know as my spirit infuses your being and you receive my spirit and instructions. You'll be fused together as one. My thoughts will become your thoughts and my ways your ways. No longer will you ask me what my will is for you, for nothing will know, for you will know in your heart what my will is, and you will desire nothing more than to obey me in everything. We are one, you and I, my bride and I. We are one. Now wait in trust for me to pour out my spirit in and through you that my end time plan may begin. Wow, praise the Lord. Awesome. I'm ready for my glorified body and to help however I have to. Thank you, Jesus. Waiting. Satana in the spirit is a big Valentine's heart. Aw, thanks, Joe.
Sweet.
Thank you. All right. Welcome, everyone, to church. What is God been revealing to all of you today? Anyone have anything they want to share?
Go ahead.
For the first time in quite a while, the Lord sort of had a little bit of a burden on sorrow on me, I think, today. But, it's just my turn to share that with him, I think. And because I haven't really had this feeling for a long time. But, I'm feeling ripe, as Bill's analogy would apply. feeling very ripe. I'm a ripe fruit.
Awesome, as am I. I forgot. So, by the way, I hung out with Judy and Little John today.
Great.
At Universal Studios. They send their love. They say hi. Everything's good. Had fun.
Good.
Didn't want to leave them. But I knew I didn't. It was like, it's like this bonding, like family bonding. Like, I didn't want to leave them.
No.
Like, no.
Wow.
We're going to all poop together soon, so it's all good.
I tried to talk to someone about the rapture, some very dear friends, and they looked at me like I had three heads. So I explained everything, and I said, but they just don't get it, guys. They don't get it. So just I pray for them because they love our Lord, and leave it at that.
Yep.
Yeah. They think that was added or that was just, and I'm saying I have it in the Douay Rheims Bible, which was printed in 1589. So how is that added? So forget it. I mean, if you don't want to talk about it and you don't, you want to be in, how you are. There's nothing I can do to help you. So pray for you.
Yeah.
So when it happens, you say, she told us. Now I'm loved.
I think that's it, Pat. I mean, I think a lot of people's eyes are almost, blinded by God at this point so that he can have the desired effect when he chooses to reach them.
Yeah. These are very spiritual people that I talk to. So I'm like, wow. No. Yeah, right. You hit it. W-O-W. Full caps. Yeah, it's disturbing. Them, they didn't believe me. They thought I was nuts. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Well, there's been, I I see Alana just put a comment in chat. I still don't understand why Christians don't want to see this. And what I would say is it's a cultural thing. And there's this, especially in this country, there's this sort of particular kind of respectability that's supposed to go along with your Christian walk.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, stability, respectability, steadiness. It's almost as if it came out of the Victorian era, but just wears different clothes now. And I just think that the we're just have this thing where, I mean, I didn't grow up going to church, so I'm not the best authority on it. But I've got a lot of, you know, Christian-oriented family members, and I really. I think it's just everybody's so busy trying to be respectable that they're forgetting to be faithful.
Mm.
And, you know, and it is a very nicely packaged, bows nicely tied rendition of the Laodicean church.
Yeah. Yeah. How sad.
Yeah. Definitely. I unmuted Leah. Welcome to Leah.
Oh, hi, Leah.
To church. Welcome, Leah. It's Leah's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Leah.
Wonderful birthday.
Hey, cool.
We love you. Hope you're having cupcakes.
Cupcakes, yes.
Yeah.
With hearts.
Hey, earlier I could have made you some cupcakes and eaten them for you.
Oh, aren't you nice? How thoughtful.
Only because they probably wouldn't last in the mail over all the way over there to the East Coast.
Uh-huh. Overnight delivery.
I would sacrifice
love.
For you, Leah, to eat those for you.
So would we all.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Leah. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday,
Leah.
Happy birthday. Says happy birthday, Leah. And we'll celebrate when we poof later in heaven, all right?
Amen. I'll bake a cake. With the pizza.
Yeah.
Baking pizza.
I'm in the kitchen. Yeah, I'm in the kitchen. Might as well bake the cake, too.
There you go.
Just don't put any pepperonis on it.
I was going to say we can have the cake first and eat the pizza later.
Hey, that's okay. That sounds great.
More pizza in my house. We're having pizza the whole day from morning to night.
No, I just had pizza. Just had it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Francisco? Oh. Yeah, very good.
I'm waiting for heaven for it.
Oh, that's like a good pizza. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. Died and gone to heaven.
Yeah. We're going to go to heaven. We're going to be alive and go to heaven for half our community.
Oh, yes. That's incredible. We're just going to be alive and up.
I
was so shocked that they didn't believe me. These are super spiritual people, and they just like... Like I was preaching like snake oil or something. I was like what are you talking about? You know.
About the rapture, Pat?
Yes, yeah. They just didn't want to believe me. And these are very spiritual people. I mean, I'm just boy. I see what rejection feels like.
So when
here you
when
have
were
the greatest
believing,
truth of all, and they treat you like you're a nutcase, you know.
Well, what was their belief then when the rapture would
that
be?
That it was added, that this was added into the Bible, and that this isn't true, and that's
Revelation
not original. Yes.
Telling the book of Revelation must have been added to them.
Yeah, a lot of people believe that this was added to the Bible, that this is not true. Oh,
well,
my
what people
goodness.
Forget is that, I mean, the book of Revelation, first of all, it's a book about revealing things that are going to come true in the future, not current or past. And also the book of Revelation is directly talking to the churches, which all represent us now, and it's directly talking to the church that is going to be raptured, and it directly says that church will be withheld. There's no other book that has a more clear meaning of the rapture than Revelation 3:10. It says you'll be withheld from the hour of trial.
3:10, yeah.
Very clear.
Yeah.
Even Isaiah and all those things, I put all those aside, and I say, let's look at Revelation. It's talking to the church in the future about the revelation that will happen, and the church is withheld. There's no other way to interpret that. And it says withheld, which means God always shows me mean withdrawn, taken, removed, placed somewhere else in his hand, somewhere withheld, somewhere else. In his hand, withheld, somewhere else. That's heaven. So They don't know their Bible, you know, so that's the thing, Pat. They don't know their Bible. And, again, if someone is not excited about seeing the Lord's return, then he's not going to get come back for them because I don't understand that. But if they're not excited about seeing God, then they don't have to worry about it, you know.
They're into the Bible, though. They're into the Bible. And I'm racking my brains out now.
They don't know it, though.
What do I really say to really make them believe it? I mean, Revelations, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting with 16, the verse, what more can I say?
Well,
those who are looking for
I always go to the book of Revelation.
Hearing.
When they get that way, Pat, go to the book of Revelation because it's the only thing that will enlighten their eyes. Plus, you have to remember, Revelation 1 through 4 is the bride is no longer there, okay? And then you go from 5 to 19. Now, wait a minute. The bride's gone in Revelation 5 through 19. Where is the bride? That's all about the tribulation hour, right?
Yeah.
And bam, Revelation 19. What happens? We pick back up with the second coming and the bride. So, okay, from 5 to 19, the bride disappeared. Where did they go? They're in heaven,
yeah.
And now they're back with Jesus on horseback. That is another clear, clear, crystal clear picture of the bride being, you see what I'm saying?
It's part of a thing that maybe they don't want to believe it.
Yes,
because it's like
exactly
some kind of fairy tale. Or maybe
it's
like, well, maybe 5 years from now or 10 years from now. But not now,
right.
Not now. You know,
exactly
life's
that.
Good now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't want to go.
Which is crazy. I mean, yeah, if you don't want to see the Jesus, then, you know, like Jesus reminds you, if you don't want to see him, no big deal, because he'll leave you on earth where you're comfortable not seeing him, because we'll be gone. So, you know, whatever their wishes are, that's what they're going to get.
Won't be comfortable.
Yeah.
That's the only
thing. Exactly. But that's what they think, though. Right now, they're comfortable. So, exactly. It'll
very comfortable. But these are beautiful.
I mean, the Lord tells me that
I love them so much. Yeah, go ahead.
The intensity that we have now for the rapture is the same intensity that the people left behind will have when we leave.
When the fireballs come.
I think you're right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right now they think we're a little bit loony, a little crazy. We didn't take our medication that day. But when we're left, the Lord tells me that all of a sudden they're going to be like, all of a sudden they'll be so interested in talking about the rapture. It'll be a nonstop talk.
That's too late.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Too late.
Yeah, but
I'll wait while I'm going up, and they'll say, where are you going? I told you. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Not to be too harsh or anything, but
no.
I mean, I really wonder how spiritual people can be if they are not sensing in their spirits the progression of things the way we have.
So that's how God warns everybody, exactly, Jerry. I mean, the Holy Spirit warns people these things. You know, exactly, you know.
Look at the world. Look at ISIS. Look at Israel. Like, you know, what more has to happen for you to think, for you to believe that he's on his way? I mean,
and
how much worse does it get? Not that I want to find out.
If they don't get it in the spirit, then they have people like Pat sent over them as a messenger from God to say, wake up, sucker, here's what's going on. So if they don't get that, then they're just never going to get it.
Attacked. Like, I'm crazy.
That's sad.
And these are dear friends.
Well, they're going to get a whiplash.
Very spiritual people.
They are. The whiplash.
I hate to see that because I love these people's heart in my heart. But, you know, if you don't want to believe, if you're not looking for Jesus appearing, guess what? Those are the ones that are going to go.
How many believing Hebrews were around Jerusalem at the time that Christ was there and doing his ministry?
Yeah.
And how many actually believed? Very few.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They didn't recognize his coming, and that's how this is going to be for most people.
Well, they thought he was coming as a king. They thought he was coming as a king. They wanted the king, like a powerful king, not a humble person, you know, riding on a donkey.
Jesus commands us to watch, too. The Bible says, in the New Testament, it says, watch. And when I opened the Bible today, the Lord showed me that verse again. Jesus talked, and then he said, watch. And then in the Old Testament, it commands you to watch. It's a command. Better watch.
It commands you to watch. That threw me. And comfort each other with these words. Comfort each other. Why would the Bible say to comfort you for something that didn't exist?
You're right. The good news, you're right.
Hello?
Another rapture verse, yeah. It's true, home. Yeah.
That stuck in me.
You can just do the best you can, you know. And
so much,
Pray for these people. Let's pray that the light will go on before it's too late. For the light, pray that their light goes on before the lights go out. You know.
Amen. Especially people you love so much.
I have another bride to this line. 843.
Okay.
I'm not sure what 843 is. 843, hello. Hi,
hello. It's Marianne. How are you?
Oh, hi, Marianne.
Hey, Marianne.
I wanted to confirm a couple of things that Jerry has said.
Okay.
First thing,
it's all false.
Again?
He's just missing.
Well,
he said they're all false, but he was joking.
They're all false. Before he did the show last night, God kept showing me 18. And I think on Thursday I had been shown 14 through 17, but yesterday he really gave me a very strong feeling about 18. So I think that this is the way that spills over.
Right.
And that maybe even to the 20th. It was very weird because I felt like, well, shoot, I said this other thing, and now this is that, now this is what I'm feeling in my spirit. You know, I don't want to go to hell for being prophet.
Oh, honey, you won't.
And then the other thing, Jerry, when you said you had a sorrowful day, that is so weird because yesterday and today, both days, I just broke into tears and I felt like it was my spirit crying.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is Thursday, I fill up my car and I usually don't go inside. I usually pay at the pump, but I went in to get a Coke. And we have Mega Millions and Powerball in South Carolina.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Millions was 144 and Powerball was 50. And I said, God, are you kidding me? Really? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just wanted to confirm a couple of things that Jerry has been saying. And then this sorrow has been incredible. And then what you were also saying, Jerry, about the tradition of the church squelches the spirit. A very good friend of mine lost their father, and I texted them and said, are you going to have an altar call at the funeral? And they texted me back and said, I'm not familiar with that term. Even though I consider this person a spiritual person, I said, well, that's the invitation to Christ. And they texted back, and it's a mainline church, texted back, well, that's not a tradition in our church. And I said, and I texted back, and I said, you get them when they're thinking about eternity.
That's
anyway, I just wanted to confirm a whole bunch of stuff for Jerry because.
Yeah, thank you, Marianne.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And if it doesn't happen, Marianne, just blame Jerry. That's pretty much what we do. So
go ahead.
Just point the finger at him and say, Lord, look what he did.
Oh. You're in trouble, Jerry. You're always in trouble.
Yeah. That's okay.
You're looking at the old textbook. You need to look at the current textbook, I guess, if it's wrong.
Yeah. Well, I know, you know, we were at a point with June 28th where we thought it was an end point, and now it looks like it's been declared as a beginning point. And so, you know, we see the pattern and we recognize the signposts, but sometimes we don't always know when the journey's over. But golly, it's got to be soon.
Jerry, I want to ask you, if you feel in the spirit, if it's appointments, different appointments.
You mean for different people? Or?
Yes. Yes, like somebody will be at 2 o'clock in the morning today or this morning or whatever, and then somebody will be at 2:15 randomly. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're I get what you're saying. The short answer is, I think that's it's interesting you bring that up because I haven't thought about it very much until maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I would have to say that I actually have been sensing that more as I've just been living out my experience. But I will also say that I'm a little bit impatient. And so I'm like, you know, I don't really care when it is. I just want it to happen.
Hear that, Lord? Happen.
Let's
go.
I know. I kept myself saying, you know, God, this would be a really good time. Like last year I was in England with one of my friends, and we had to pack up and come home. And I said, you know, God, this would be such a good time to rapture us because I hate packing. But
right.
Amen.
Amen. But I know John.
You're going first, Marianne. You're going first.
I know John and Judy got that. Everyone was. People have been told different times, but God, you know, God is God, and He's going to make the times like because all RCC goes together. Mm. He's going to make it all whatever time it is. We're all going together. But then Judy was. Little John said that.
Yeah.
Judy was going after him for like by like 30 seconds to 5 minutes,
yeah.
Which I always tease because it's just like a 10-year-old at the time to say 30 seconds to 5 minutes because, you know, time.
Well, didn't she get a time, 11:58?
She got a time, 11:58.
A lot of people got that.
A lot of people
I got
get that, midnight, yeah.
Before 12, you know, other people. I think Michelle got 2 in the afternoon. A lot of people have gotten, and then, like, a lot of people got, 3 in the morning or 3, Jerry, is that what you and Jason both got, which would be?
We were, 2, or I was like 1:58, which,
No, that ain't it.
What was that?
It ain't 1:58. It would be 3 o'clock when Jesus died on the cross, or it would be midnight.
Right, right, yeah. And
but
so, I don't know, but.
Going at midnight.
The one thing that was a pretty clear pattern was from the West Coast to the East Coast, the time got later, which would fit the general.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Because at 11:58 is 1:58 your time.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Or.
I think for sure it'll be that. I think everybody will be sleeping because the Lord reminded me that everybody will be in peace before they get raptured, and there's been a lot of. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, prophecies indicating the midnight hour. Like, out of all the videos I've seen over the years, the majority have said the midnight hour thing over any other time. So I don't know the time, but I'm just sort of laying on that one for that reason.
I know, but I know in the plague, like when in my study of Exodus, you know, the plague came at the midnight hour. It came at night.
Oh, it did. Oh, I didn't know that.
And that's when the you know, of course they had to cover their doors with the blood, and then, yes, the plague came at night and killed all the firstborns, and then in the middle of the night / early morning, the Israelites were able to flee to the new place they were going. Well, the desert until Moses parted the seas, but he did that to perform another one of God's miracles so all the Egyptians could see that God was God. That's why they waited in the desert until the Egyptians came after them.
Mm-hmm.
I was studying Exodus.
Think we're all going at the same time, but I may be wrong, but that's just my personal opinion is that we're all going at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe Jerry might be held back a little bit, but the rest of us definitely going at the same time.
Grab onto somebody's ankle, Jerry.
And Roman's been very bad today, so he's punished today. So he's being held back. Roman's weird. He's
Roman.
Lost his, yesterday, Michelle and Katie lost their mind. They were taken to the RCC sanitarium.
Yeah.
Judy was let out because she was on good behavior. And today, Roman is being shipped to the sanitarium as we speak because he lost his mind. And he does. He lost his mind. This guy's crazy.
Yeah. I totally sympathize.
You know, Pam, I wanted to say something about one of your comments about you were trying to talk to somebody about the rapture, and even though you considered them a spiritual people, they just weren't getting it. And I feel like I've just reached my end, you know, with people. I just feel like I have, I just feel like the people that I can reach, I have just reached the end.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else feel that way?
It's up to God to touch their hearts. Pray for them. Pray the Holy Spirit on them.
I do that, Pat, but it's insofar as much as I can say to them in person.
Right. Gotcha.
I believe just in the different, you know, spheres of communication that I've been in over the last 2 or 3 years, I believe there are people who are very well tuned in to God's desires. And I think there are people who have felt like that for 1 or 2 years. You know, I was doing sharing messages in a place, and And at one point, he basically made it very clear to me, just rest. He just wanted me to stop.
Yeah.
And it was a break. I mean, it might have been some for me, but it was definitely about the sharing the message and whatever, you know, raising the awareness of people. But then these very specific opportunities would come along. And then this came along. And so I do that here. But in the rest of my life, I don't feel a particular urge to do that and never have now. But that's just me.
But
and
do
really,
you feel like that's a part that that shows that we're ready, that we're done?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so many of us have, yeah, absolutely gotten that. I think we're, you know, from a human timescale point of view, I think many of us have been essentially done for a long time. What we're doing here is fellowship and you know, and certainly helping
playing
people.
Playing cards and wasting time. I said, Lord, take us home. Stop it.
Right, that's it, basically. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I think, you know, most of us here, if we get a strong leading from the Lord, we recognize it and
yes.
are willing to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he wants you to do something,
he'll
he will give
you.
You that leading. He won't let you go without recognizing it.
Yep.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
And back in 2000,
that's
in 2010,
good.
In 2010, God brought back, he took the people, the bride, out of the churches and out of different places. This is out of talking to hundreds and hundreds of people on YouTube and Facebook. I learned that
mm-hmm.
we all came back around 2010 and later. He had started bringing them all back. And he said that we were all watchmen. And he was very clear to me at the time. And our job was to warn the larger group of Christians, besides ourselves, who were more lukewarm, and then the even larger group of sinners. So we were supposed to warn the two groups. And this went on and on for a while. And then recently, he said very clearly that the warning times are worth for the watchmen and time to go up.
Yeah. Do you know what somebody suggested online? Oh, go ahead, Jerry.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
It's so simple, but they said, hey, just take tons of pieces of paper and put Jesus is coming soon and with a bunch of exclamation points and leave them everywhere in the supermarkets, everywhere. Just leave
well,
these and the people will be shocked, and then they're going to Google it because everybody's got a computer.
On the back of my car, on my side windows and the back, I have a big sticker that says, Jesus is coming, be ready. So everyone, no matter where I'm at driving, or they see my car 24 hours a day. They're all, it's better, though, because they don't get, you know what I mean, you're not talking to them to where they can reject it. They get to think about it, you know, without anybody
telling
them. They
think about it.
Yep.
What greater thing could you think
process.
About than that?
Exactly.
He did. That's a really good thing.
Ken, my brother, got in his car, and I told my friend to put in her car. That way you're bearing. Plus, I'm building my mansion 24 hours a day, so I'm excited about that one by that sticker. So he's just going higher and higher as I drive. It's great.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good that you do that, Keith, because, you know, when Harold Camping made that prediction of May 2012 or whatever was Reese's specific date, but you know what? He got a lot of press. He was on the CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, everything. And then when it didn't come, they were all ridiculing him. And I was talking to somebody at work saying, that was so ridiculous. And I said, you know what? God used him to get people's attention. Now people are thinking about it.
Absolutely,
you know, you're
absolutely.
Right.
Oh, the whole world. What is
that
the odds that
right.
some pastor that nobody knows, the whole world would pay attention to that? Exactly, Marianne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. The Lord used him. The enemy used him too, but the Lord used him even greater. So.
Yeah,
he took the humiliation. He took the humiliation.
Yes,
he maybe
did.
He
graciously.
Knew exactly what God was doing, even though it wasn't going to come true. He got everybody crazy.
I mean, I agree that God used that, but in sort of what little I've learned about him, there seemed to be a lot of personal pride going, there's something unusual about his message that didn't sit very well with me. But God certainly will use it anyway.
Oh,
I mean, it's just
well,
like...
No. When I discerned it, he was off. But God used him, the enemy used him as well. But, you know, what is,
God
yeah,
uses anything.
God uses everybody, even
exactly.
Nebuchadnezzar.
Exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, he'll use the Assyrians, the Babylonians. He's going to use the Illuminati. Ha, ha, ha. You know, you're being used.
He's using them.
And
he will bring good out of the worst thing.
That's right. They're all being used for his purposes. He's in control. It's just not always a pleasant thing. But he's being used, and he's going to wake up successive waves of people in my thinking.
Yeah.
He's
got it all in control. He's God. Of course he does. Even if we don't understand it, he does.
Definitely. Chris posted something
said
a while ago, John 20, Jesus breathed on his disciples, and they received the Holy Spirit. And that she put equals translation, and then she said it was the evening of the first day of the week. And she was saying something about how today is the evening of the first day of the week. I think, was it a Facebook chat she said that, Keith? Or Chris, if you're still there, Chris Slaughter posted that. Like more stuff for the 17th, 18th, I think was what she was doing that for.
Well, I can't wait. I spent the day straightening up my house, so when the people come in and I'm gone, at least it looks nice.
Oh, thank you, honey. Right, you got it. You got
it. I cleaned up my refrigerator.
Oh, man. Good job.
That's what I said to him. They can use whatever I have. That's fine. You know, I've got stuff all over the place. They can have it. They need it. Even water is a storage, you know. Go for it. You're going to need it when the fireballs come.
But that's a lot of messages. And it was today, by the way. Chris was saying, today. And Stacy was saying that Connie said the Lord told her it would start on the West Coast first and go across like a wave throughout the stars of the rapture. Back to your comment, Marianne, a lot of people have been getting messages. I think it was Feast of the Trumpet 777 telling the people, the left-behinders, if they're reading this message or the lukewarms, that my brides have been told to supply their houses with water and food because they're faithful and they believe that I was coming, but they also listen to me. And so because of them, you will have this water and food that I'm basically guiding you to. So, the LDs are going to be going to people.
Yeah.
I'm in California, so they'll be swimming in my area, but but all of you in the Midwest and East, except if you're in New York and New Jersey, of course, that'll be swimming as well. But anyway, so the brides will be coming to your house. So that's nice of you to clean it and have eyes.
I thought of that.
Because that's what God, he hasn't told everybody, but he's telling people to stock up, but it's not for the bride.
I clean. I don't want them to think I'm a messy person, so I'll clean, you know. Isn't that terrible? God forbid you think I'm a messy person and I'm gone, you know, but
I'm going to left some cupcakes behind for her people. Big old display of them.
Yeah, I have candy bars, cupcakes. Yeah, mine is junk food house. Welcome to the junk
food house. People love that. People love that. They're going to need a lot of junk food when we go.
So people have been getting messages to stock their houses, but not for the bride, for the LBs. And then that's part of the 144, the people coming back as the 144 are going to be helping to guide these people, I believe.
Well, just make yourself comfortable.
Safe havens. people have been told to plant gardens, plant seeds. And then by the time this happens, they'll have food from, produce or whatever.
Sounds good.
From the ground, so.
Good. Yeah, that sounds good.
I've seen a lot of like that.
Stacy just mentioned in chat that Connie in the Facebook group mentioned that Lord told her that it must be the rapture, but instead of the translation, but. that it would somehow start on the West Coast and then sort of move east due to a West Coast earthquake. And but that's got to be the rapture, not a translation thing, I think.
Yeah, that would definitely be the rapture.
No.
Does that have a Madrid earthquake, too?
Madrid.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
And I'm not sure I'm not sure if that fits exactly what Judy and Little John were told. I'm literally not sure. I don't know whether it does or it does not.
Yeah, I don't know. They were told a little bit differently. How the bride leaves, and then there's the asteroids that coming, and then Earth. It all happens so fast, though. So all that stuff, though, once the bride leaves, all that stuff is like happens.
Oh, it's boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Dominoes.
Right. The darkness, the spiritual darkness, and then. The bride may leave during that, and that's why the spiritual darkness, because the Holy Spirit's gone with the bride, so.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, so who knows? All I know is we're dying, and the, you know, the whole timing of it all, as far as, like, when things happen, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, you mean Revelation and, like, the bowl judgments and all that stuff, or are you talking about the rise of the Antichrist and the new world system?
Before the bowls. Right after the bride goes, or the reason the bride leaves is because all of a sudden there's devastation, destruction, the seals. I believe, like, the six seals when the earthquake and blacken, and before even all that. Before even all that. That's only worse. That's only after all this first stuff.
It's going to be worse.
A simple way to think about it is that the bride and the wrath are separated.
Right.
Yeah.
And this, by the way, is also true for the remnant in Israel, because it's very clear that they are sent to a desert valley or an area which sometimes people think is Petra, but I actually think it may be a northern desert. But in any case, even there, the bride is protected from the onslaught not only of the evil one, but also from the wrath that pours out on the earth.
Yeah.
From God. So the faithful will always be separated, except for those who fall into the great tribulation outside of faith and then seek him then.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let me know when you want, Lana.
Sure.
It's a short one. Yeah, it's short, but it's good. There's a part in here you're going to hear me read, and you're going to go, oh, wow, you got to be kidding, but it's good. Okay. She says, unusual heavy fear is raising its ugly head. Do not be discouraged. Be encouraged, for Jesus is at the helm, steering you into breakthrough. He is for you, all in caps. You are making your way through, and you are stepping into the new. She likes to write. Confusion is breaking, and the Lord is making the way clear. Obstacles that have been... Wait, now this sentence, wait till you hear. I was like, oh, right on. Obstacles that have arisen in your path to seemingly block breakthrough, laugh at it. Now, this I love. I see the Father laughing. I see the Father laughing at the plans of the enemy, because he is already defeated. And what he is trying to do to hinder is falling to the ground, as the Lord of the heaven's armies is moving in and bringing breakthrough. What is upside down is being turned around. You are in the midst of the greatest storm, but because you are about to step into the greatest shore. Be assured you are moving into what you were created for. Be encouraged. Fear is attempting to hold you back in such a relentless way, because the kingdom is moving further into your life, and you are being used to extend the kingdom further. Jesus is at the helm, and you are stepping into a new realm. That was her message. A little shorter, but I cracked up with, laugh at it, see the Father laughing at the place. I'm so glad the Father's laughing. That is peace to my heart.
Yeah.
What a beautiful thing to say. Yeah. He's laughing at the plans of the enemy because he's already defeated.
Sure.
So what does that say to us? If he's laughing, we can laugh too.
We're
not being upset about stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or like Chris Wigglesworth said when Satan appeared at the end of the bed, he goes, oh, it's just you.
I know. Wasn't he a trip? Oh, it's just you. Get out of here.
The worst decision that we know of in all creation was Satan going against God. It's the ultimate loser decision.
Yes.
And you can't get any worse than that.
Yes. That is so true. That you hit it. Oh boy, that was the worst. That was the worst.
Yep.
He couldn't stand the fact that Jesus would become man, and that, you know, that just got him. Like, his pride got him. You know, like, you're going to become one of them. That threw him. Yeah, he is becoming one of us. He did. Too bad. Deal with it.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Deal with it. Goodness.
That's it.
One third went with him. They're all idiots. How come the other three-fourths? How come the other three-fourths didn't abandon God? Why did this one, maybe because he was the highest angel and his pride was just off the charts, that he took one-third and now they're suffering like crazy, and the worst is yet to come for them. The worst punishment is yet to come for Satan and his dominions, his cohort.
Yep.
The worst is yet to come, and he knows it. That's why he's going crazy now, because he knows his time is so short.
Well, you know, Pat, the way I understand it is that, you know, there were three archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. And Lucifer was in charge of the worshiping angels.
Oh, wow.
And so the ones in his charge left heaven.
Oh, what a decision. Imagine
That's
if he,
why it's
if
so
he was
important
faithful.
For us on earth to worship God, because that
part
of heaven... You know, of course, he's got the seraphim and all and everyone, all the angels still worship him. But the main angels, worship angels, that's the way I've understood it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. And their time
Michael
is short.
Michael has
it's
the warring angels and Gabriel has the messaging angels.
Gabriel, Raphael?
Gabriel. Gabriel, Michael, and Lucifer were the archangels.
Okay. Okay. I thought Raphael and Uriel. No, okay.
I think that's in the Apocrypha. I don't think that's actually in the Bible. That's not actually in the St. James Bible.
Well, look at the mess it made. I this is terrible, maybe. But I said to Eve, if you had seen the serpent on the tree, I would have taken him and wrapped him around the tree and stuffed the dang apple in his mouth and choked him to death. That's what I would have done. Is that awful? That's awful. But that's what I would have done. I said, why didn't you do that? You could have saved us a whole mess. Because if that was me, I just would have said, you're tied around the tree. Here's the stupid apple right in your stupid mouth. Die. I'll get rid of you right now.
Except Pat, he's the master of deceit and the father
of lies. I know he is.
So
I mean, we can look at it now and say that, but, you know, of course, they were, you know, well, we know what happened. But you know what I thought sometime, maybe, I wonder if, you know how God wants us always to forgive. Are there people who are not willing to forgive Adam and Eve? I wonder. I mean, maybe that's a dumb comment, but I wonder if they have a hard time forgiving them for what they did to us, to God. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting
conundrum
there,
because
it's not really our...
Yeah.
We have, you know, we're in a situation where we have to accept his forgiveness as he bestows it. And then accept it, you know, accept the forgiveness he bestows on others.
Exactly.
Well said, Terry.
Yeah. We have to forgive. But you wonder. I don't know. Something that went through me. No, really.
Does anybody have anybody that we should lift up? This is a powerful group, and there's a lot of power in this group, spiritual power. Has anybody got somebody that's on?
Do you know what I pray for most of all? And I see all the horror that all these Muslim terrorists are doing, but I also have read all the stories of the conversions, of how Jesus appears to these Muslims and converts them. So my thing to Jesus is, could you not appear to all these horrible, horrible people who are doing all these terrible things, even because you love them still, and we're supposed to forgive. Could you appear to him like you did the others and convert them? If they would turn to you in this conversion or this Shekinah glory, whatever you want to call it, where I've read all the stories on how he just appears before the Muslims and changed their hearts, then we don't have a problem anymore, do we?
Yeah.
See how simplistic I am now? See how simplistic? But that's how I pray to him. I pray for conversions more than anything. More than anything. All my prayers, everything, all my energy, my spiritual energy is focused on conversions. Because I have read the stories of the Muslims who are so hardcore. And Jesus would just come into the room, touch them on the head. Bam. There's 70 million people in Iraq. 20 million are converted to Christ. And that Muslims, the main one was on the radio saying, what is this? Thousands every day are turning to this Jesus Christ. Yeah, what's going on here with our people? Well, yeah, they are. He's appearing to them. So go after the terrorists.
How about anybody that, Paul said the full number of Gentiles is when the rapture will occur. And the full number back in the olden days meant like when they were stocking a ship with guys, the full number was the number of people that would be on a ship. And so maybe we just need to all pray collectively for conversions, and if somebody has somebody in mind, just lift those people up, because go up when the full number of Gentiles is reached, whatever that number is.
You have some of our family members that need to be RCC family members.
Family members as well, yes, of course.
Asking for Stacy's asking for her pray for her son and her coworkers, and we should all pray for unsaved family members. And we're asking to pray for Roman as well.
What's Roman?
I feel like we should just lift up our RCC body.
Yep.
And then all of us in all things that flow through us to those around us.
Yep.
Let's have Judy, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we pray for Judy's family.
I agree, which is, we agree, the whole RCC body.
Yes, we agree.
I'm in Greek.
Yeah, we agree.
Is somebody actually going to say the prayer, though?
Yeah.
Jerry, go for it.
Okay.
Or Jerry.
Father, we love you and we thank you and your offering and our presence with you that we've gained through your begotten Son, Jesus, and his sacrifice and offering to us. We've lived in it, we embrace it, and we eagerly anticipate the final form of it. But in this time, we ask for powerful blessing and knowing on every member of our rapture-centric church family, which is the church you have formed and named. Strengthen us. Let your wisdom flow through us. Let all of those in our proximity spiritually, in our proximity physically, all those who have a family or friend connection, as you strengthen and embolden the spirit that you have in us, may that energy and wisdom go out also to all of those in our consideration. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And right now, in the name of Jesus, I break all strongholds that are holding those people. Right now, in the name of Jesus, all those strongholds are broken.
Amen.
They are broken. All those curses, witchcraft, anything demonic, those words fall powerless to the ground right now. What is bound on earth is bound in heaven. What is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. Break all those people in the name of Jesus of their chains and release complete understanding. Open their eyes, open their ears, and open their hearts, dear Lord, to the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and only intercessor. Amen.
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 In Jesus' name, I agree.
That's a power. That's all very powerful. For all the prayers there.
Amen.
I pray for these people that Satan had just released from them in Jesus' name. Yeah, wherever they are and whoever they are and whatever they're doing.
Amen. And we cover the whole RCC church families, and as Jerry said, everyone that deals with us, whether it be friends, coworkers, as I said, other family members. We just cover them all with the blood of Jesus, the precious
right.
blood of Jesus.
Right. Amen. I agree.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Agree. Amen. They're covered. That's the best thing we can do, is cover them with the precious blood of Christ. You know? That's
yeah.
so powerful. We don't realize how powerful that is.
So we have...
If you cover your family members with his blood.
Yeah, we have 90 seconds left, so Spirit... And the bride say,
Come, Lord, come now.
2:15. We love you. We praise you. We worship you.
We love you, Jesus.
We
love everybody.
Praise you, God.
Amen.
Translate, Marianne.
See you guys in the air.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Roman, get your act together. Love everybody.
Amen.
See you all. We're coming home. Thank you, Jesus.
Getting clouds.
Yes.
Oh, I love this song.
Praise be to God.
Love it. Thank you, John, for hosting it.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Love you, Tom.
Love you all.
Thank you, God.
To fill myself so you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Sugar on top.
Amen.
We love you, Jesus.
Yeah.
We are ready to go home. We thank you. We
Amen.
Worship you. And thank you for this wonderful gathering that you brought us together as a body, your body, to worship you and praise you and to anticipate and wait your arrival. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, honey.
Amen.
Your evening, y'all.
Yes,
love you
okay,
all.
Okay, sweetie. Love you all. Love you, everybody.
Bye.
Everybody. Okay, bye, babies. We'll talk tomorrow night. If not, in the air, group hug.
In the air,
group hug. Jesus in the middle.
Yes.